Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy, for your grace over us. We exalt you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, O God. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father. We lift you up higher. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared, O Lord. We worship you. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You are God forevermore. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We bless your name. You are God from beginning to the end. For year 2025, O Lord, we worship you. We cannot but to say thank you, Lord Jesus. It has been you, O Lord, and not by our power. It is you, O Lord, and not by our own doing. It is by your mercy, O Lord, that we are not consumed. And Father, we are before you this morning. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day. You will show us your mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Monday, the 29th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him for his love, for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. Appreciate the name of the Lord. Thank him for his love over you and your household. It is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day as you step out today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over my day. I declare this day, the hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord is upon me and my household. In the name of Jesus, the enemy has no place in my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord, and I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that the favor of the Lord manifest in my day in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare this day all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I declare today the blessings of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord will make a glorious name for himself in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, today the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I declare blessing upon my day. As I go out today, it's a day of blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue, any tongue that rises against me in judgment, oh, I condemn you. Every evil word that is spoken into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I cancel every evil manifestation in this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every expression of evil, demonic expression in my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every manipulation of darkness over my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every evil projection into my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I blot you out. Every evil handwriting, every ordinances that is against me, which is contrary to me, I take you out of the way. And I nail you to the cross of Christ. You have no place in my life. You are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare this day, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. Oh, I declare I am established by the grace of the Lord. I am established in the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare darkness has no place in me. The light of God shine upon me. I walk in the light of Christ in the name of Jesus. Darkness has no place in my life. The light of God shines upon me in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, the mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. I declare every demonic agenda over my day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. I declare that the word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord, comes a command that governs my day in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. My portion is preserved by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, no evil will befall me. As I go today, I will not walk in darkness. I am not walking into the trap of the enemy. I am not walking into tragedy. I am not walking to any evil that has been planted into this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I declare today the blessings of the Lord becomes my portion. It becomes my heritage. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to quickly pray for this nation. I want you to remember Nigeria as you are stepping out today. Ask from the Lord that His mercy will be upon this nation. In the name of Jesus, I want you to declare that the mercy of the Lord will be upon this nation. In the name of Jesus, I want you to declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord would disappoint the devices of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we ask that you would disappoint the devices of the wicked over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that they will not prosper in their enterprise over this nation. In the name of Jesus, oh, their establishment will be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, Father, disappoint the enterprise of the wicked over Nigeria. In the name of Jesus, their devices, let it turn to frustration for them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are not only praying for this day alone, but we are saying the word of prayer into the future of this nation. Lord, arise and have respect for your covenant. Arise, O God, have respect for your covenant, for the dark places of this earth are full of habitations of cruelty, every habitation of the wicked. Lord, you will scatter them. In the name of Jesus, you will expose them. In the name of Jesus, you will frustrate their devices. You will frustrate their plan. Their enterprise will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, their rod of wickedness, let it fall upon them and their household. Their rod of evil, let it fall upon them. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, you will arise and fight for the cause of the righteous. You will arise and fight for the cause of the innocent. You will arise and fight for the cause of the gospel in this nation. In the name of Jesus, thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, and of course, the last Monday in the month of December. Not only in the month of December, in the year 2025, the last Monday, the Lord has been faithful. The Lord has been faithful to us. The Lord has been faithful to you, faithful to me and my household. It has been God all the way. So today is Monday. I'm going to declare the blessings of the Lord upon you from our anchor scripture for the month of December. And that is the book of Psalm 23 from verse 1 to verse 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. I proclaim the blessings of the Lord upon you as you step out today. I say this to your life. The Lord is for you. No man will be able to stand against you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord crowned this year 2025 with his goodness for you. You are going to come out of this year with a result that you cannot imagine. He is your Lord, your God. Oh, he is your shepherd, your provider. You will not lack his help. As you are walking out of this year 2025, you will have a sure testimony of the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You will not lack his help. You will not lack grace. Your season will always be filled with bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus. As you surrender your will, your days, your time, your season to him, he will lead you through in the name of Jesus. He will lead you through. Your journey will be marked with divine providence in the name of Jesus. As you have surrendered your time, your life, your season to him, your journey is marked with his divine providence in the name of Jesus. Your season will be green in the name of Jesus. Your pasture will remain green in and out of season. You will not experience dryness, for your life will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. In and out of season, you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. No matter the season that you find yourself, you will always find peace and joy in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I say this by divine providence, by divine provision of the Lord. There will always be food on your table, and there will be bread in your house. According to his word, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, will not be empty, neither shall the cruse of your oil be empty. Oh, there will be food in your house, and there will be bread on your table in the name of Jesus. It will not be said of you that there is no bread in the house of bread. Your storehouses is blessed in the name of Jesus. Your storehouse is filled with bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of grace into your life. Your life will not lack oil in the name of Jesus. The Lord anoints you with the oil of grace, with the oil of joy in the name of Jesus. So much more that your cup runs over. The Lord multiply you on every side. I say it again, so much more that your cup runs over. Now listen to me, dearly beloved, as you are entering into 2026, your cup will not be empty in the name of Jesus. The Lord prepare his banquet of grace for you, his banquet of mercy for you in the name of Jesus. You will continue to feast at the table of the King. You will continue to feast with joy at his table of provision in the name of Jesus. I declare over you that whatever season you find yourself, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with you. And I say this to you, dearly beloved, surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and compliments of the season.